Today's shir is for Eschus for Shalom ben Bracha. Today's shir is Masechet Ksubos Daf Mem Aleph, and we will begin in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph on the top of the Amud at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, "I'm a betiti es bita ishaplani." If somebody says, "I convinced the daughter of this individual to have relations with me," Mishan Boishes began piatzmai. He has to pay the Boishes began payments, which we discussed in the previous year, Vemisham Knas. The Tarak Doisha, when it speaks about Knas, says, Asher Shin Elokim Yishalom Shnaim Larehu. That's the din that if somebody stole from someone else, they must pay Kefil. And the Torah, as the Gemara Masechta Bakamadav Samach Dalar Mabeis teaches us, is very specific. That when is the kefil, which is a knas, paid in a situation asher yashin elokim, that it was bezdin that caused him to have to pay. But if the person admitted it by himself that he had done this, which the Gemara calls prat l'marshias atzmai, he was the one that confessed to the sin, then the halacha is that you don't pay knas based on your own confession. And the Gemara, and we've learned, Masechta Baba Kama, the beginning of Masechta Baba Kama, says that what is the definition that of a knas? Knas is when there's a set fine that the Torah demands should be paid under all circumstances, or when the amount that's paid is more than the damage done. So when we speak about Boishes Begam, as we have been discussing, there, the payment is according to the exact evaluation of what was the boishes, the exact valuation, what was the begam. But when we speak about the knas, the chamishim shkolim, that is not related to what happened. That's specifically a amount that the Torah says. And here, we're learning the halacha, which is often discussed in Shas, moedav knas potter. And therefore, the Mishnah gives another example. Haima ganafti, if somebody says, I stole something from someone else, b'shalom asakern al piatzvoy, even though he pays the amount that he admitted to based on his own admission, because that's not a knas. However, as we just said, if somebody steals from somebody else, the Torah says you have to pay kefil. Here, the kefil is a knas. B'shalom asakern al piatzvoy, v'mishalom tishlumi kefil. Furthermore, as we've learned previously, the halacha is if somebody stole an animal, an ox or a sheep, and he slaughtered it or sold it, the Torah says that he has to pay either 4 or 5 times the value of what he stole. That is a knas. And again, that is not paid based on his own admission. Hey, Mishari Adam as Pliny. If somebody admits that his animal killed somebody, Oi, Sharish Pliny, or he says that my animal killed somebody else's animal, Harezim Shalma Pi Atzmai. Then he has to pay based on his own admission, because that he's paying for damages. As we will, Mitzvah Shem, discuss in the Gemara, that this case is referring to a situation where his animal that did damage is an animal which is a shor hamud. If his animal was a shor tam, the halacha would be very different. So hey, mishari as pliny. If somebody admits that my animal killed somebody else, or shor shaplani, who killed somebody else's animal, harezim sham peatzmai. However, if somebody admits hey mishari avdi shaplani, that if somebody admits that his animal killed somebody else's servant, then ainim shalom piatzmai. Because the Torah says that in that situation, the halacha is that you have to pay kofer, and the halacha is that you have to pay sometimes more than what it was worth. They have to pay shloshim sloim. The Torah says you have to pay a set price of shloshim skolim. So that's already in the category of knas. And as we've just been discussing, the halacha is that Einim Shalom Pliatzmai. Zah Klau summarizes the Mishnah. Kol Mishalom Yesa Masha Hizik. If somebody pays more than the actual damage that occurred, Einim Shalom Pliatzmai, he never pays it on based on his own admission. Tosfos asks, there's another case where the Torah says that Moitzi Shemra, you have to pay a set fine. The Torah says that if an owner knocks out one of the 24 organs of an Eved, he goes free. These are all knas. So why weren't those examples mentioned in the Mishnah? Says the Tosfos that in the Zeh HaKlal that we just learned, that's why it's included in those in all those situations. Says the Gemara, for listening, the Mishnah began when I'm a petiti esbiti. So the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah choose to speak about a case of somebody who was mefata? Why didn't the Mishnah speak about a case where somebody was ma'anis? And as I saw, Tosfos explains the Gemara's question, very geschmack. Tosfos says, if the halach would be by onasti, where somebody admitted to what he did, and onasti means violating a woman, which is a terrible, terrible act, and still the halacha would be the moed of a knas as potter, then certainly so would be the halacha by petisi, which is not as terrible as an act as onasti. And therefore the Gemara's question is, we should have mentioned onasti, and we would certainly learn the halacha by petisi, says the Gemara. What the Mishnah comes to say is just that petisi may have in it a chiddush that a nasti doesn't have. When a man violates a woman, she hasn't done anything wrong. It's the man who's done something wrong. However, and yet the halacha is that if he admits it, he still has to pay the boishes begam. Avo begisi the ko pagim lo, by saying that she agreed to this act, maybe emelam shamo piatzma, because if we're going to let him pay, what that means is we believe what he said happened. And by believing what he said happened makes her look very bad. Kamash Milan, that even in the case of petisi, he has to pay the boishes begam based on his own admission. Says the Gemara, Masnisen, our Mishnah is actually in disagreement, like Aitana, with not the following Tana. Tana Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Oimim Mishim Rav Shimon, our boishes begam, Ein Mishal Pi Atzmai. Indeed, if somebody says petisi, he doesn't have to pay the boishes begam. Shloi kol haminoi, Torah did not give him the ability, Yivka Bita Shaploini. As we just said, by him saying petisi, and then accepting the payment based on his admission, what we're doing is we're ruining her reputation, that she agreed to do such a terrible thing. So teaches us the Mishnah, that teaches us the halacha, teaches us Rav Shimon, we can't let him do it. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, and what will be the halacha? What will be the halacha if she says, I'm prepared to admit that I participated, because I'd rather get the payment that I'm entitled to? Now, according to Rav Shimon, she's going to lose her payment. And she says, I'd rather get the payment, even though it involves ruining my reputation. So the Mefarshim ask, if we're speaking about a case where her father's alive, then she's not going to get the money anyway. The father gets the money. So that's why sort of Sefer Yael Sahuvim explains that we must be speaking about a case of Narishim Nisarsim Nisgarsha, a case that we learned about and will learn about, that in that case the Knas goes to herself, and she's saying about herself, I'm prepared to let my reputation be hurt in order to get the payment. Says the Gemara, because Dimaloi Nichol Avia, but maybe her father's not happy. Says the Gemara, Nichol Avia, let's her father says, I'd rather get my father should get them payment in order. The father says, I'd rather get the payment even though it hurts the reputation. What would be the halacha then? Says the Gemara, Dimaloi Licha Lebnei Mishpacha. Maybe other families' members are not prepared, because if she participated willingly in such an act, that ruins the entire family's reputation. So ask the Gemara, Nichla Lebnei Mishpacha Mai. What's the halacha if some other family member says that all the family members say we'd rather she get paid, even though it's at the expense of our reputation. Says the Gemara, there's certainly nobody. This must be somebody in somewhere in the world that is going to be upset about the family's reputation being harmed, and that's why she has no right to say, I'll take the money, even though it involves ruining my reputation. So I saw the Shalos HaTshuva Shalos Yavetz, actually his first tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, discusses where there was a family, and one of the brothers in the family was about to do a terrible Aveira. And he has a sister who, of course, did not want to have her brother do such a terrible sin. So she went and she was able to convince him, I'll pay you a very significant sum of money if you'll agree not to do the Aveira. And he agreed. And now she wants to go to her other siblings and say, if he would have done this Aveira, it would have hurt the entire family. It would have ruined the reputation of our entire family. And therefore, you should all have to participate in the money that I paid to get him not to do the Aveira. Can she force him or not? And the Yavetz says that our Gemara is exactly this case. Our Gemara says that sometimes you have a case with a family members, as the Gemara very clearly indicated, that say, it doesn't bother us, the bad reputation. Since they're clearly saying the bad reputation doesn't bother us, they could say, it wouldn't bother us if our brother did the Aveira. What you're saying would hurt our reputation, we don't care. And saying that type of a claim, we just learned from our Gemara, is very much what the Gemara says is acceptable. So we've been discussing that the halacha of moed b'knas potter, but of course, as we've been explaining, the fundamental difference between a moed b'knas and a moed in a financial obligation is moed b'knas, if somebody is moed to a knas, he doesn't have to pay it. If somebody is moed that he owes money, he has to pay it. But actually, there's another difference between knas payment and mammon payment. And that is the Gemara later teaches us that the courts in Bavel are not authorized to collect the knas. And Rashi explains that this is because the courts in Bavel, the Beit HaDinim in Bavel, are not dayanim mumchim. And only dayanim who have smicha, which only existed in Eretz Yisrael, could demand a knas payment. And in fact, for that reason, Bezman Hazeh, where we don't have dayanim smuchim, there are no payment for knas. A bezdim Bezman Hazeh could collect boishes of begam, but they cannot connect the knas. So the question that the Rishonim and Achronim already discuss is, we know that when a man violates a woman, there is the knas payment, and there's the other obligation that we've spoken and will speak about, of loy siya le'isha. So what's going to be the halacha when somebody is ma'anis a woman? Does the halacha of loy siya le'isha applicable? So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, based on his understanding of Tosfos, says that v'loy siya le'isha is a knas. And since Bezman Hazeh, if we don't have a bezdin that could enforce knosses, so nowadays the mitzvah loy siya le'isha doesn't apply. The Sefer Chinuch disagrees. The Sefer Chinuch says that v'loy siya le'isha is not to be viewed as a knas. Rather, v'loy siya le'isha is viewed as a mitzvah. So knas indeed doesn't apply Bezman Hazeh, but mitzvahs certainly apply. And therefore, says the Mechas Chinuch, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, if a ma'anis will be admit that it was violated a woman, even though, or if he admits, or even Bezman Hazeh without an admission, he wouldn't have to pay the knas, but he would have to marry her to fulfill of that mitzvah. And the Mashal explains, what is pshat, why the mitzvah of Eloi Seel Isha is not considered a kenas. So he explains that the reason the Torah forced the ma'anis to marry his victim is not as a punishment, but rather it's a remedy that he did a terrible thing to her. And now this woman who was violated may not be able to find somebody willing to marry her. So the Torah says the right thing to do is that you should marry. Says the Smak, what will be the halacha if the ma'anis is a married man and he can't marry his victim because of the Chayim D'Rei Negoshim? So now, according to the Sefer Chinuch, on one hand, there's a mitzvah, not just a mitzvah, but a mitzvah d'oraisa for him to marry her. And there's a Chayim D'Rei Negoshim that prevents him from marrying her. Says the Smak that in such a circumstances, what he should do is he should give her a generous dowry that should make it easier for her to get married. And that's how he'll be fulfilling his mitzvah of Loi Seel Isha. And in fact, I saw that the Tashbatz makes a very interesting observation. He says that even based on what we just learned, even though the mitzvah, all these halachas, and ma'anis, and mafata, as we learn often in our shiurim, only apply to a ketana and a nara, what would be if somebody was ma'anis a begeris? So certainly the knas doesn't apply by a begeris, because a begeris, that's, we learned explicitly, these halachas don't apply. But the Tashbat suggests that since v'lo seel isha, as we're discussing, is a new halacha, that we want that this woman who had this experience should be able to get married, because now it's harder for her to get married, that halacha would apply even in a situation of a begeris. Another interesting question that I saw the Achronim discuss, we're learning that Maida B'Knas is Potter. So what's going to be the halacha if somebody is Chayv, Malkus, and Knas? So we learned extensively in the previous parak that if somebody's Chayv, Knas, and Malkus, certainly according to some opinions, he pays the Knas. What would be the halacha if he was Maida B'Knas? Will we say Kimlei B'Drabimnei? We know that if you pay the knas, so Kimlei B'Drabimnei says you only get one punishment, so the punishment is the knas and then the malchus. What would be the halacha if he was Maida B'Knas? So he's going to have to pay the, he's not gonna have to pay the knas. When will we chayv malchus or not? And the way to understand this question is, what does Maida B'Knas mean? Does Maida B'Knas mean that in this case, the Torah doesn't give a chi of knas? There's no din of knas in this situation. What does moed of a knas mean? It's as if he paid the knas. So the Shaila Meshev in the Tlusor Chelik Beis Siman Tes is very clear. He says that it's obvious to him that he would get Malkus. If at the end of the day he's not paying the knas, then the halacha is he's not paying the knas. So the only thing that's left is the Malkus, and of course he's going to be Chayiv Kimlei because of Kimlei B'Drabimnei. Continues the Gemara we learned in the Mishnah. Haima Ganafti, if somebody says that I stole Mishalim Sakarin, but he doesn't pay the kafer. Somebody says, Haima Shari as plenty as Shari Shaplani. The halacha is, Hareza Mishalim Piatzmai, he has to pay based on what he admitted to, because there he's paying Mammon, not Knas. We know, as we learn in Masechet Bava Kama, the halacha is that if one has an animal that's a tam, it hasn't done damage three times, he only pays chatzi nezek, or as the Gemara here calls it, palganiska. And the question here is, itmar, palganiska, if somebody's paying chatzi nezek, how does the halacha view chatzi nezek payment? Rapapa ma palganiska ma moina. The halacha views it as a mammon payment. Rav Huna Bar Eder Yeshua Amar, palganiska knas, the halacha views it as a knas payment. And the Gemara explains the basis for each opinion. Rav Papa Amar, palganiska mamayna, ksav stam shar varam la b'ches kashim ikami. An animal does damage. And therefore, when an animal does damage, medinu d'mishalem kulei, the owner of the animal should be held responsible to pay the entire damage. Rachmanu d'chayisalei, that the Torah had rachmanus, the kati lo yatura, since his animal hasn't yet become a mu'ud, and therefore the Torah says, I'll let you off the hook by paying only chatzi nezek. But clearly, this opinion holds, the chatzi nezek is mumin. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, on the other hand, holds, palganiskas knasa. Why? Because kusav stam shemer shvaram b'cheskes shimakaymi. You don't need to be concerned if an animal is going to do damage if you don't have any history. And therefore, b'dinu d'loy l'sham klal, because why should I have to watch my animal? There's no reason to assume it's going to do damage. For Rachmanu, the can't say kihecha the negature, but the Torah issued a knas in order that he should be careful and watch his animal that it shouldn't do damage. So I saw the Rav David Pavarsky Zitzal says, how are we to understand the Gemara? He says, we're not to understand the Gemara, that the machlokes here is, are animals, do animals do damage or animals don't do damage? Says, that's not the machlokes. The machlokes is when we see an animal do damage. Animals do damage. Why do they do damage? Or do they do damage because that's their nature? Or do they do damage even if that's not, they don't have any reason to do damage? The mandam that says, Stam Shvarim Becheske Shimikaimi, says that animals don't do damage. And since they don't do damage, we don't have to watch them. The mandam that says, La Becheske Shimisover, says that animals' nature is to do damage. And since the damage, their nature is to do damage, we should be held responsible. But the Torah gave us a way out with Chatzi Knas. Says the Gemara, Simen Hezek Ma Vehemis Klal. Tanan, says the Gemara tries to bring rayas to this question. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Hanizik Vamazik B'Tashlumim. If a tam does damage, both the mazik and the nizik participate in the payment. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Alamanda Amar, Palganiskim Amoina, if we say Palganiskim Amoina, and therefore, halacha really ought to have been that the mazik should have to pay the full damages. So now we understand why the nizik is b'tashlumim, because the nizik really should have gotten half, should have gotten the whole payment, and he's only getting half. So that's why we say the nizik is participating. So what does that mean? He really wasn't entitled to anything. Hashta the lav d'day koshakol, because he really wasn't entitled. And now the Torah gave him, because of a knas, 50%. So, but the Shlum Nisi, why are we saying that he's participating? He's not participating. He's getting really more than he would have to. So, the Gilyan Tosfos asks, but as we're going to learn, the Nizik is the one that's responsible to deal with the dead animal. So, isn't that what the Gemara can mean when it says that the Nizik is Patashlumim? So he answers that that's not considered that he's participating. When the Mishnah is speaking about participating, that we're talking about a financial participation. Says the Gemara, when we say that the nizik is participating, what it means is loynitzruch al pchas nevela. If the animal was worth a certain amount at the moment it was killed, and then it went down in value, when we need to assess the amount of the damage, we look at the moment that it died. And if it went down in value after that, it is the problem of the nizik. And that's what the Mishnah means to say. Pchas nevela, says the Gemara, if that's what that Mishnah is coming to teach us, the halacha pchas nevela, ask the Gemara, Tanina, there's already a Mishnah in Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Tesom and Beis, that teaches us that halacha. The Mishnah says, Kishehizik, chava mazik l'sham tashlumei nezek, b'meitav ha'aretz. And the Braisa asks, what is tashlumei nezek? What is it meant when it says tashlumei nezek? Melamed, shabal metapim b'nevela. The nevela is all the headache of the nizik. Answers the Gemara, the Tana had to teach us this din twice. The Tana had to teach us the din, that it's the nizik's responsibility to deal with the nevela, both by a tam and by a mu'ud. Chod v'tam v'chod v'mu'ud. Why? V'tzricha. Di'ashmin a tam, if we only learned this halacha by a tam, mishum the kati lo yad. This animal wasn't a mu'ud yet. And therefore, the owner wasn't aware that he should be watching the animal. And therefore, the nizik is held responsible for the b'chas nevela. Av mu'ud yad, when the animal that did damage was a mu'ud, so there the owner had to be much more aware. Maybe the nizik should not be held responsible for b'chas nevela. On the other hand, says the Gemara, v'yashmin amud, m'shun nukam shalom kulei. By amud, the nizik is getting the entire value. So since he's getting the entire value, so Chazal teaches us the b'chas nevela, which is really not a significant payment, is the nizik's responsibility. But tam, since he's only getting chatzik nizik, emaloi, maybe there they should not be, the nizik should not be responsible for the b'chas nevela. That's why it's tzricha. So says the Gemara, so that's why this Mishnah is not a riot to the question that we've been discussing. Tashma. There's another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ma bein tam lamud. What's the difference between a tam that did damage versus a mud that did damage? Tam misham chatzin nezek. A tam pays chatzin nezek migufoy from the value of the shor that did the damage. And let's say the value of the chatzin nezek. The animal that got damaged was a very expensive animal. And the animal that did damage was not an expensive animal. He only has to pay maximum the value of the animal that did the damage. Umud mishalom nezek shalom. The mud has to pay nezek shalom min aliyah, even if the damage equals more than the value of the animal that did damage. Like Tani, and the Mishnah didn't mention the different nafkamina that according to the mandama that holds pal gniska kanasa, that the Mishnah should have said shatam ein mishalma piatzmoi v'mud mishalma piatzmoi, because it's a knas. So isn't the fact that the Mishnah omitted this difference is a raya, because this is not a halachically accepted difference? Says Mar, it's not a raya because tanu v'shayir. The Mishnah didn't list all the differences. Ask the Gemara, my shy, the high shire. We have this kind of question often in Shas. The Gemara often gives an answer, Tana v'shire. The Tana did not list all the differences. But when the Tana didn't list all the differences, it doesn't leave out just one difference. So we see that it left out this difference, they must have left out another difference. It says the Gemara, shy, chatzikaifa. There is another difference. The aloch is that if a shar tam killed a person, the halach is when a shah mu'ud kills a person, he has to pay kaifa shalim. He has to pay the shloshim kesef. Whereas a chatzi, by tam, there is no din of chatzi kaifer. Says the Gemara, that isn't imishim chatzi kaifer, lav shiuru. That's not something that was left out. Hamani, because we could say that the tan of this Mishnah that didn't mention this halacha is actually Rabbi Yosef Glilihi, domer, the tam misham chatzi kaifer. So, according to this, why did the Tam, so if that's the case, why did the Tam not pay Chatzi Nezek? That would be a Raya. Now we would have a Raya that Palga Niska is Memoina. Toshma. So Gemara brings another Raya. The Mishnah said, we learned it in the beginning of our Shia today, if somebody said, Hey, Mishar is Ploini, Oi, Shar is Ploini, if my Shar killed somebody else's shor, or killed a person, harez mishalma al atzmai. My laugh, isn't the Mishnah referring to a tam? And still, the Mishnah is saying that you have to pay api atzmai. Isn't that a raya that chatzi nezek is mamon? So it's not a lie. The Mishnah is speaking about a mu'ud. But a tam is knas, and we don't have to pay. So says the Gemara, so what are you saying now? That the aloch is that ha, if you're gonna say avu b'tamai, that what is the halacha by tam? Shein misham al pi atzmai, that he doesn't pay based on his own omission because it's chatzin niska kenasa. Ask the Gemara adatani sefer. So when the Tana wanted to continue, it says avdishav pliny ain't misham al pi atzmai. That if my animal killed somebody else's eved, he doesn't have to pay based on his own admission. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara could have said nifla v'nisik b'didah. The Mishnah could have said a better difference. But medvar mamurim, when is the halacha that you don't pay, that you pay based on your own admission? It was your animal was a mu'ud. Avo tam. If your animal was a tam, ain't a misham al piatzmai, you wouldn't have to pay based on your own admission if it killed somebody else. Kaifer is the amount of damage, but we're saying that tam is in the knas. Answers the Gemara, kubamoid kumari. It would be a good raya, but the Gemara says our Mishnah sticks to speaking only about mu'ud. It doesn't speak about any other type of animal, and therefore it's not a raya. Toshma. We learned in our Mishnah, za'aklal, kala mishalm yesa masha hizik. If somebody pays more than the damage that was done, eina mishalm piatzmai, that's considered a knas, and you don't pay when you admitted. Hapach masha hizik. If you paid less than what you did damage, mishalm apiatzmai. Why is that? You pay on your own admission. What is the classical example of paying less than the damage? Chatzi nezik. And the Mishnah is saying that you pay on your own admission. Isn't that a raya? The chatzi nezik is mamon. Says the Meloi Taimo, hapach mashizik. If somebody pays less than the damage, that too will be in the category of knas. The way to understand the Mishnah, ham kamaisha hizik. If you pay exactly what you did damage, then mishalom piatzmai. Avol, says the Gemara, according to your understanding, if you're paying pachas, less than the damage you did, so says the Gemara, if that's the case, listening, so the Mishnah should have said the rule at the end of the Mishnah, the kol she'enem hasham kamash ezek, if you don't pay exactly as much as the damage that you did is worth, enem hasham piatzmai, the mashma, then if the Mishnah would have used that wording, it would be much clearer whether pachs mashma, the mashma pachs mashma, yes sir. It teaches us that whether you're paying less than the damage you did, or whether you're paying more than the damage you did, you don't. It's considered a knas and you don't pay it on your own admission. It says the Mar Tiyufta. And from our Mishnah, now we have a raya. The fact that the Mishnah worded the halacha the way it worded the halacha, it's clearly an indication that chatzi nezek is a mamon. Says the, because otherwise the Mishnah should have said that if you pay less than you did damage, you also don't pay based on your own admission because it's a knas. Says the Gemara of Hilchasa. So the Mishnah seems to be a raya. The chatzi nezek is mamon. But that says the Gemara of Hilchasa. But the aloch is palgam niska knasa. So ask the Gemara. First, we said to Yufta that our Mishnah is clearly an indication that palgam niska is mamona. And then you paskin the hapalganiskas kanas. How do we understand what the Gemara just said? In Tamamai Taisif, says the Gemara, what was the reason that we said that our Mishnah is indicating that palganiska is mamayna? Because the Mishnah's wording, because the Mishnah didn't say that if you pay as much damage as you did, do you pay the damages? Indicating that if you pay less, it's still money. Says the Gemara, loy psikulei. That is not the halacha that that was the raya that under all circumstances, if you're paying less, it's mom and not knas. Says the Gemara, chivin de ikke chatzi nezek tsroiris. The halacha is that if somebody's animal was walking, and as it's walking, pebbles flew because of its walking, and they broke somebody else's vessels, but the animal did not do any damage with the body of the animal itself. The aloch is hilchas gemayir law. The aloch is the memaynahu. There's aloch lemayish mesinai that you pay chatzi nezek. But even though you pay chatzi nezek, it's in the category of mamon because, as the first Mishnah in Masechet Bava Kama teaches us, arba avos nezikim, and two of the avos are shein v'regel. Regel means that animal did damage while it was eating. Regel means that it did damage when it was walking. And the halacha is that the distinction that we've been making between a tam and a mu'ud is only bekaren, when the animal used its body to do damage. Because as we said earlier, that's not what animals typically do. But animals eat and animals walk. And therefore, there's no distinction, and an animal is always considered a mu'ud for shein and regel. Tsroiris are in the category of are a tolda of shein v'regel. And if they're a tolda of shein v'regel, as we said now by shein v'regel, the halacha is that you always pay nezek shalim. The halacha ought to be that you should pay nezek shalim by tsroiris. But there's halacha l'moshe Sinai that you only pay chatzi nezek. But even though you pay chatzi nezek, it's still considered mamon. So we have a case which is not a tam doing keren, and you're still going to be paying chatzi nezek. You're going to be paying less than the damage that was done. And there it's certainly mamon that you'll pay even by your own admission. That's why the Mishnah didn't mishmachi like tani. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying, the palganiska is knasa by keren. The chatzi nezek of tsroiris is certainly mamon. And because of that case, the Mishnah didn't, and if the Mishnah would have said the word that only if you pay, if the Mishnah would have expressed itself that you only pay as you only pay by your own admission in the case where you're paying the full amount of the damage, that would be misleading. Because you would think that if somebody's paying chatzi nezek tsroiris, he shouldn't have to pay based on his own admission. But that is actually incorrect. And because that's actually incorrect, that's why the Mishnah couldn't word itself. The Mishnah cannot word itself the way it was suggested. Says the Gemara. So now that we've established, a dog that choked sheep while they were alive and ate them, or shunru d'ochel tanagli ravavi, a cat that ate large chickens, which is all unusual, mishunahu, it's not considered a normal way of doing damage. And as we explained, that keren, the avos nezikin of keren, refers to the situation where something happened unusual, and therefore it's a knas. And when it's a knas, as we discussed early in the shir, l'magbir in b'bavel, since in Bavel they did not have a bezdin of smuchim, we can't collect that payment. Avazutri, if the cat ate small chickens, which is urchehu, which is normal, so then it falls into the category of shein. And since it falls in the category of shein, shein is mamon or magbinin. But now the Gemara speaks about another halacha of knas. Even though it was saying in Bavel there is no halacha of knas, the halacha, however, is if the nizik tofas, if the nizik seized from the assets of the mazik what he feels he's entitled to, loy mafkin minay. We don't take out that, we let him hold on to that money. Vi Omar, but if the nizik said, ikvili zimna letzisrol, let's go to Etzisrol and have this din tayrup in Etzisrol, the aloch is makvinale, so he can make that claim. However, vi loyozo, and there, in Etzisrol, as we've been discussing, he'll be able to collect his money. But because at Etzisrol, they do dinei Torah of Knas. V'loyozul, if he refuses to go to Etzisrol, Misham Tenele will put him to Cherim for going to Etzisrol. But the Ramah explains that even in a case with a Nizik, in a case of Knas, takes what he thinks he's entitled to, he says that's only if he takes the amount of the Hezek. In other words, the Ramah explains that we've been speaking about if somebody steals, he has to pay kefil. If somebody does tava chamacher, he has to pay arba v'chamisha. Says Ramah, this halacha that we allow the nizik to be typhus is only the value of the damage, but not more than the value of the damage. However, the Rosh says that that's not pshat in the Gemara, because the Rosh says that he pays the whole amount. Why does he have to pay the whole amount? Because the Rosh explains that otherwise the amount of the damage he's entitled to. Says the Gemara, Benkach or Benkach, whether he goes to the soul or not, Mamshem Tinale, we put him to Cherim. We tell him, remove the damage that you do from what Rav Nosson told us. The Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, how do we know that somebody shouldn't raise a wild dog in his home? We shouldn't have a ladder that could cause damage. It's a broken ladder. So the person who had an animal that did damage is going to be held responsible for having done that. And therefore, he's held responsible and he's put into cherim. I saw an interesting shaila in the Shas HaTshuvas Mishnah Halachas. Chelek Hei Simen Reish Tzadik Zayin. In a case where an animal where somebody has a dangerous animal, and he puts up a sign. The halacha is that is that going to be acceptable for him to have a dangerous dog, or is a sign unacceptable? He says that it depends on the nature of the dangerous, the level, how dangerous it is. He says, and it also depends on the circumstances. He says that if somebody has a wild dog, it's inevitable somebody may walk in, not notice the sign. Somebody may open up the door without even realizing what's there and cause that animal should run out and do very serious damage. But if somebody has a piece of equipment in his home that could be dangerous, and he puts a sign on the piece of equipment, know that this piece of equipment could cause serious danger, it's a very different situation, and that would be acceptable. Hanu l'chayel naris, hanu l'chayel naris, hanu l'chayel naris.